Number 119. In Search of Death. Morgan was considered a moron as a kid. Other kids made mordant remarks to him, but his morale didn't suffer. He wasn't moody, and he didn't mope. Morgan knew that he suffered from monomania. His mania was a morbid one. Death fascinated Morgan. This fascination conflicted with the mores of modern society, so Morgan was a loner. Many people took his solitude as moodiness, but nothing could be further from the truth. His parents mollycoddled him, thinking he would become more sociable. His mother asked him to sew monograms on his monochromatic clothes and create montages to try to bring out his artistic side. Nothing changed. Morgan's fascination started when he saw a mongrel molt each year. He saw snakes shed their skin and was amazed that part of an animal could die, leaving the rest alive. Next, he went to the nearby morass and watched moribund insects, but his moralistic parents put a moratorium on this activity. The momentum behind this fascination built. Soon, Morgan was traveling to monolithic sites on moors to try to get a feeling of how it might have felt to attend a human sacrifice. Some of the monoliths were rocks that had once been molten rock thrown out of volcanoes. He took photographs of these monumental places using monochrome film, as such photographs appeared more deathly. Morgan also spent a lot of time at a monastery. It wasn't the monastic life that attracted him to the place. He was far more interested in the mysterious death of a monarch that had taken place here. This event of great moment had thrown the monarchy into turmoil. Morgan solved the momentous centuries-old mystery, and this brought him fame. The fact that he wrote a boring monograph on the subject and delivered it as a monologue in a monotone didn't diminish his accomplishment. The monarch had been murdered because he had challenged the church's views on monogamy and monotheism. How had Morgan discovered the evidence for this when numerous other eminent historians had not? No one knew. After leaving school, Morgan went to university and worked part-time in a morgue. Some of his colleagues found the work monotonous, but Morgan didn't seem to notice the monotony at all. Many of the corpses had monstrous injuries, which Morgan peered at through his monocle. He gave his colleagues a monetary reward if they let him monopolize the mortuary for a few hours. He used his monopoly of the place to look at the dead. This strange person lost his life on holiday in a monsoon.